This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, everyone. Welcome back to People of Quran, where every night I share with you a story about how one of our pious predecessors interacted with an ayah of the Quran. You know, Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, rahimahullah ta'ala, is one of my personal heroes, and he's someone that, subhanAllah, I've studied extensively because the man truly fascinates me. I mean, he's someone that came well after the Khulafa al-Rashideen, the first four Khulafa. Yet still, according to Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah ta'ala, he is the fifth of them. He's the fifth of the righteous Khulafa. And this man was really able to restore this ummah to glory, bring it back to its glory, in less than 3 years of being Khalifa, and not even reaching the age of 40 years old. SubhanAllah. So this is a really fascinating human being. He's someone that's an imam in his knowledge, an imam in his zuhd, in his asceticism, in his worship, in his manners, in his justice. Very similar to his grandfather, Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But subhanAllah, like his grandfather, he was afraid as he was passing away that he didn't do enough and that maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would punish him. And Al-Mughira ibn Hakim, who was tending to Umar ibn Abdul Aziz in his last moments of death, or in his last moments of life, as he was about to die, he said that Umar used to make a dua, and this is really powerful. He used to say, Allahumma akhfi alayhim amri walau sa'a. Allahumma akhfi alayhim amri walau sa'a. Oh Allah, conceal my true nature from them, even if it's for an hour. What he means by that is, Umar says, you know, people speak so glowingly about me. Oh Allah, just conceal me from them for just an hour. SubhanAllah. And Al-Mughira would hear him make this dua, and he didn't really understand it until Umar was really reaching his last moments in life. Now Umar surrounded himself with his family, his wife, his children. He surrounded himself with the orphans of the ummah and the poor of the ummah. And you know, it's very touching how he was bidding farewell to his wife and to his children and to the poor of the ummah that he was taking care of. And he says to his wife, for the last time, he embraces his wife, Fatima bint Abdul Malik. And after he hugs her and he kisses her, he says to her to be patient. He says, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. He says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Az-Zumar verse 10, that verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will compensate the patient. He will give them everything that He promised them, with no limit, without being stingy with them at all. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward those who are patient in ways that they could have never imagined. Now that's not the ayah that we're talking about today, subhanAllah. That's later on in the Qur'an, in fact. But this is, the last words he shares with her is a verse of Qur'an. And then he, you know, bids farewell to his children, and he asks to be left alone. And this is really powerful, because this was the dua that he used to make, that, oh Allah, conceal my true nature from them for just an hour, for just a moment. And so Al-Mughira says that we all left the room and we sort of were looking through the crack of the door, and suddenly Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, his face lit up and he had this huge smile on his face, and we closed the door and we could hear him say, Marhaban bihadihi alwujuh allati laysat biwujuhi insun wala jann. Welcome to these beautiful faces that don't belong to human beings or jinn. Welcome to these beautiful faces. He was greeting the angels. And then he started to recite, تِلْكَ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةِ نَجْعَلُهَا لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُرِيدُونَ عُلُوًا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فَسَادًا وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. That this is the home of the hereafter. This is paradise. And we have made it an abode for those that don't seek glory in this world, nor do they seek corruption. And الْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, you know, truly victory, truly success belongs to those who are pious. And he kept on reciting this verse, and this is the verse in Surah Al-Qasas 83, and he keeps on reciting, تِلْكَ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةِ. This is Jannah, this is paradise that's been promised to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Mughira says that he kept on reciting this verse until we couldn't hear him anymore. So his wife decided to go in. And when his wife walked in, subhanAllah, she found him with his face on his palm, reclining and just staring at his place in Jannah, subhanAllah, with his eyes open, with a big smile on his face, as if he's staring at the place in Jannah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guaranteed for him. And you know, this is the idea here, that Allah has promised Jannah for those that didn't seek status in this world, rather they seek status in the hereafter. We live for the fame and for the reward of the hereafter, not for the fame and the reward of this world, because what this world has to offer us cannot satisfy what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put inside of us. And that is the desire for His pleasure and for His paradise. And this is the way that a truly great man or a truly great believer leaves this world. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well to make us those people that seek that glory in the hereafter, and to make us those people that have a beautiful ending to their lives, that see angels of mercy coming to them to comfort them at the end of their lives, rather than, you know, instead of angels of punishment. We ask Allah to forgive us for our shortcomings. Allahumma ameen. Jazakumullahu khairan to you all for joining. Inshallah ta'ala, I will see you tomorrow night for another episode of People of Quran. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.